lifelike decoys to prevent poaching. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Idaho Fish and Game Chief Information Officer Mike Demick was telling me about decoys that they use in order to deter people from poaching.
It's a huge problem in areas where there's a lot of deer and in areas where landowners don't want people shooting near their livestock or their homes, especially they don't want people shooting at night either. So it happens, and want to remind people that if they see a deer on private land, they better first ask permission and they had better not shoot from their vehicle or even from the road. People that are road hunt, they're a visible minority. We just want to try to reverse that.
Tell me about the decoys you use.
There's different ones. They're basically full body mount deer and elk, and there's all kinds. I mean, we have turkeys, we have black bears, we have mule deers and elk, but mainly the two probably more common ones that we use a lot are full body mount elk, full body mount deer. Some of them have robotic heads where at a distance we can move their head. They're pretty lifelike. Taxidermy mounted, they're not real high quality. They get thrown in the back of a pickup truck all the time. They're pretty wore out, but some of our officers are pretty good, handy craftsmen. And we get things tanned and put them on a body form and put ears in them and an eyeball in them, and they're good to go.
For heaven's sakes, don't poach. Find Sportsman Spotlight at aginfo.net.